Our scripture lesson today is Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. Do you? A lot of people.
I read it in my Bible every night.
And your mom and dad usually tells you this all the time, don't they? Do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. So that is one of the golden rules, isn't it? You want to be nice to everybody, right?
Even if they're not nice to you.
You still be nice because it'll turn them around.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it'll turn around. Yeah, just smile. I have a girl at work, she doesn't smile, but I smile out every morning, say hi, good morning. And eventually she did start saying hi. That's better than nothing. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you a little story, not real long, okay? One school morning, I got up, and I'm the only one awake. Mom and Dad are still sleeping. I walk into the living room, and I see, I see the remote. So I'm thinking, well, Mom and Dad told me that they don't want me to watch TV on the mornings that I have school. They say I should read a book instead. Read a book instead of watching TV. But they're both still asleep. If I just watch TV for a little while, no one will know. What would Jesus ask me to do? What do you think?
Read a book.
That's right.
Read the Bible.
Yeah, the Bible. That's right. I should probably do the right thing. Put down the remote, even though nobody's watching. Each day and eventually become... Okay. I printed out the wrong one. So, that's what God would want us to do, is to put down the remote and read the book, even though nobody can see what I'm doing. But who can? God can. That's right. So, I found this, and I love doing this. Popping it? Yes. This is so much fun. But do you know what? My brother does too. But I'm going to do all of them because I love doing this. But what do you think God is telling me to do?
Read a book?
No. Well, that too. But what should I do with this? Even though my brother's not here and he loves this as much as I do, what should I do?
Let him do it too.
Yeah, I should save it, shouldn't I? And let him have as much fun as I do. And just popping all these, right? All right. Now, I have all these donuts, and nobody's around. I love donut holes. So, I'm thinking if I eat half of them, nobody would notice the difference, would they? You think they would? Oh, I think they would too. So what do you think God is asking me to do with these?
To share them.
That's a good idea. I'm going to share them because I know that is what God wants us to do, is to share everything that we've got. Okay? So I'm going to give these to you, and you can take them back to Sunday school. And you can share them with everybody in your Sunday school class, okay? Okay. I got another pack. And If you don't need them all, you can put them on the table to share with everybody.
We might get to have a lot of
them. You think a lot of them?
This is going to be my snack before breakfast.
Oh, your snack before breakfast. I've never heard of that. That's a good idea. A snack before breakfast. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to share with everyone. I know sometimes it's hard, but give us the strength to do it in your name. Amen.